The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, the exclusive home for a girl that has been thrown out everywhere else. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to number 76 of Kinky Katie's World. Yay! With me, as always, is my flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up?
What's up?
Going on here?
Blind as a bat?
I'm just telling you. It's getting worse every day, too.
It's all right.
I have to feel my way around, that's all.
I got some braille.
You just have to warn people in front of me.
It's not his fault.
He just can't see.
Get him a stick.
I already have a stick. It's just not real good for tapping around, figure out where I'm at.
Oh, well, I can show you where you're at. I think you can tell. Heat-seeking. Love tunnel. But remember, though, I am boarding. It is summertime. So
nice.
I don't know if I have any room, but I think I can find some. Coming to you live from RazRadioLive.com. There are links also available over at KinkyKatieRadio.com. 18 and older, please. Adult content, just letting you know. If you want to reach and join in the conversation, it's 941-421-0401. On the Twitter later, you can get me at KinkyKatieRadio. And this one over here doesn't matter.
Wow. Yeah. It's that whole thing.
He'll never see it, but if you want to tag him in, it's at that stunt cock.
I mean, really, if you want me to know about it, pretty much just tell Katie.
Or throw it up in a comment on something on my website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's if I allow comments.
That's true. Yeah. We do.
Those have been dicey.
We have a special guest coming up in a few minutes.
Do we?
Yes, we do. We have Miss Raquel Roper.
Cool.
If you want to follow her on Twitter, it's at Raquel Roper XX. So I suggest you check her out. I have tweeted her tag out a couple times today, this evening. So make sure you check her out. We'll be talking with her. See what she's going on.
Wasn't she? She was supposed to go do a show once with Russell Grand or something.
Russell Grand, yeah. She was supposed to come in with him, and scheduling different things happened, and it didn't happen. So she's going to join us here tonight.
Cool.
And let's just address the elephant in the room. Get it over with now.
There's an elephant. What?
There is. What? Sex Talk with a Dirty Girl on Radio IO, Bubba Army Radio, is no more. It has been canceled. I have absolutely no bad feelings towards absolutely anyone at the studio, and I completely understand the entire situation, and I'm not gonna go all fucking spastastic on people. Sometimes I want to, but I wouldn't.
It's better that you don't, really.
No.
Especially since you're just a little guy sitting over here in the corner. Not gonna hurt anybody.
I know. Why make it worse?
Exactly.
So I'd really rather not do that. And I had sent Bubba an email. He sent me a very nice response, and we're on very good terms, he and I. So that's awesome.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Good. You know, whatever.
So, yeah. Hey, everyone. I'm available on Friday afternoons. Just
to
saying
do what?
Out there. I don't know. Do radio, clean your house, wash your car. I'm your girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
KinkyKatieRadio at gmail.com. You can email me.
There you go. Well, you know, you have time to promote this show now.
I do. Well, I still promote this one anyway. What are you talking about?
Well, you have more time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Speaking of promotion of the show,
yeah,
you have only until June 25th to buy your t-shirt, the Too Hot for Terrestrial limited edition, once one of a kind. It's Kinky Katie's World along with One Night Stand, which is the show that I co-host with Miss Amber.
Yeah, so, on Friday night.
Yes, on Friday night. So you can go to teespring.com. That's teespring.com/Ladies of Raz Radio.
Yeah.
So you can check that out. All right, well, I got out all that fun stuff.
Good.
Yay.
Good. Yeah, I'd have a link to it on the website, but I've been kind of preoccupied, so.
That's okay. I have you doing 100 million things for me.
Yeah. So please go to the Facebook. It'd be really cool if you could just go to KKK Radio and it'd be like right there in the front page. That'd be like the really responsible thing to do and all. But yeah. Yeah.
But it is on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Check it out.
Probably not going to. Yeah. Anyway. Moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Goofy man.
That too.
Absolutely goofy man. I swear to God, I thought I was going to get hit by lightning earlier tonight.
It sounded that way. You walked out the door right when everything went nuts.
I know. It scared the shit out of me.
Thought for sure you were going to be turning right back around, running right back in.
I wanted to, but I really had to go to the store.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
yeah.
What are you doing tonight? What's going on? You like just stalled out. What are you doing?
No. I just have like a lot of things.
Stormy. I don't have a show over there anymore. Nobody likes me.
Stop it. I'm not doing that.
And I had to run from lightning.
Hey, now, you're the one that's been electrocuted.
By lightning.
That's
thank
right.
God.
Yeah.
So we got some good shit to talk about?
Yeah.
We do have a guest, but besides the guest.
Yeah, well, she's not here yet, so we'll just talk
no.
on. There's an orgy planned for the disabled.
I know. I heard about that.
I heard about it, too, but I haven't been able to talk about it for quite a while because I was saving her for something and things happened and
yeah.
It's been a whole kerfuffle. So, but now I can talk about it.
Can you?
So this chick's, and I will.
Good.
So this chick, Stella, she's 35 years old and she's in the disability awareness consultant. She is the disability awareness consultant from Toronto.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
She organized the world's first mass orgy for disabled people this summer.
Yeah. I heard about that, and it wasn't necessarily an orgy per se. She titled it an orgy, and she said things can happen if they choose to happen, but it's, you know.
Well, that's just like any orgy. You're not forced to fuck anybody.
Yeah. Well, then there's no guarantee. If you're a dipwad, you may not fuck anybody.
Then you could get ejected. And you didn't have to be disabled to join this orgy either.
No?
Nope, you did not.
You could be straight. No, you, straight or non-disabled.
Non-disabled.
Fully.
Handicapable.
Okay, they're all people are handicapable. That's not nice.
Well,
what are you doing?
Well, I don't know.
What kind of special things do they have there for the disabled orgy? Have we got like wenches and stuff and not the kind that serve you beer, but like yeah. The kind that lift you up?
Well, I'm sure they do. I'm not really sure. There's room for 125 people, including 20 spots for wheelchairs. They said anyone can attend, disabled or not. Admission is $20, but the personal support workers get in for free.
Cool.
So if you've got a nurse to help you out, she's like, yeah, I'll take you to the orgy.
I'm sure nurses were like lining up to do that too. Yeah, I'd love to take you to the orgy. Awesome.
Well, I mean, maybe they're cool like that.
I don't think many of them are. I think a lot of them probably
are
like
angry people.
Well, I bet a lot of the nurses boot patients for like, you know, say, hey, why don't you reach down, give me a what for?
No, this is true, because that guy that I've talked to about before, oh God, maybe a long time ago, but he had been talking about going down on me, and he had cerebral palsy.
Boat.
And
Canadian. Wow, talking about. Anyway.
Well, I mean, he was ginger.
A ginger, what did he have? To what? Huh?
Cerebral palsy.
Oh, that's not, is that yippy? Like you get yip. No.
No, he can't, he loses muscle function.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Well,
that doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
he said even though he can't move any of his limbs and stuff, he said he can still feel.
Yeah.
So he kept trying to get his nurse to give him a hand job or something.
Sure.
And she wouldn't do it.
Just a little handy. You don't have to put your lips on it or anything. Just grab it with some lube on it. Jerk it around a couple times.
Well, he wanted me to come over and he wanted me to put him on the floor. And I scooped my ass to the edge of the bed and he wanted to eat my pussy.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
No?
I was a big girl back then. So imagine a big girl with a person who is pretty much a quadriplegic at this point.
Sounds like a graphic T waiting to happen.
It's just not good.
Yeah.
Not good at all.
No. So you didn't like give him his wish there?
No, I didn't. Don't make me feel bad about this. Really. That's not cool.
Well, I'm just saying I've met a few guys that you've banged before and really, you know.
Yeah.
Why not the ginger cerebral palsy guy? Really?
Really?
Well, I don't know.
So who do you think from my past is a little like squirrely?
I don't know.
I'm sure there's a few.
Yeah.
More than a few.
You're a couple dozen. You're pretending like I know people's names and shit.
I know.
After I meet them, like I know them somehow.
Well, usually you make up a nickname for them that sticks, yep, that I remember.
See.
And I don't, you're like, oh, I don't look, it's Mick Squizzy. And I'm like, yeah, I remember him.
See, because I can't do real names. It doesn't work good for me.
I'm surprised you even remembered mine.
Well, I do.
Well, some family members still don't.
Well, if there's pussy attached to it, I figure out a way. You know?
Well, I guess I got lucky in this one since my pussy is now fully formed.
It was fully formed when I met you, too.
Well, yeah, that's because the doctor did an awesome job, and now you can't even tell about the scars.
No, not at all. Hardly. Kind of.
I think it's great.
Sure.
See, I went Caitlyn before Caitlyn went Caitlyn.
Sure you did.
I did.
Sure. That's why you're so humpy.
Yeah. Humpy?
Yeah. Well, you got to show everybody, and you can't show everybody now because we're on the radio, but you got to show everybody your father thrust that you do. It's just awesome. I know.
Father thrust? What the fuck kind of nasty, disgusting shit are you talking about?
You see that fucking commercial every week, and you stand up and you do the fucking danger
dance. Oh, the danger.
See?
Warning. See? Stop it.
See?
No.
Yeah.
I only do that for you.
Sure, you do.
I do.
You should do it for other people, too. It's funny.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It is funny.
Yeah, there's something else that I don't do anymore.
Well, like what?
No, I'm not doing on that.
What are you doing?
All right, so there's these moms that are going wild on Tinder.
There's moms going wild everywhere.
Yeah, I know, but but usually they're fucking 16 years old.
Yeah, they're going wild on Tinder?
Yes, they're going wild on Tinder.
With who?
So I pulled a couple. Well, these are their little... I've never actually been on Tinder.
No.
So I know there's some sort of swiping thing involved. But
boy. I believe, like, as the picture comes up, you swipe one way if you don't want to fuck with the people, and the other if you do want to fuck with the people.
Oh, okay. Well, there's like a little profile.
Like, so you can just go through real quick and go bing, 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 bing. Next, 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 next. You know what I mean?
It's like serial dating.
Well, kind of. Awesome alarm. That's good.
Well, I said it, but it was just, and I have that it on can silent. Remember. I set it for the time went around she should be calling, so I'm just saying if you want to keep an eye out.
I'll get it in post.
So going to smack you so much. All right, so in the little profile, this woman, her name's Kayla. She's 36. She's like downtown Toronto. Proud mother. Gag reflex is about as absent as the father figure. Not looking for anything serious.
Nice.
Perkisha, 27. You can delete me on Facebook. You can unfollow me on Twitter. You can delete my number, but you can never unlick my butthole.
I had to think about that one for a second.
Did you?
I did. It took me a second.
What? What did you have to unthink?
I don't know. It just, there was a lot of words there.
I'm going to get your asshole casted, and I'm going to make chocolates out of it.
How about we don't?
Why not? I don't cast in bronze.
Come on.
There's that a means guy I get
like
that.
Like sit up in Brazilian waxing stance for you to like put some shit, and then yeah.
I should be upside down birthing position.
Why are we doing mine anyway? Why don't we do yours? Like somebody might want yours. Nobody wants mine.
I do.
So whatever. Tough shit. I like it. Good deal. Shit in one hand, wishing the other.
You're so funny.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to be funny. I just really don't understand that saying, so I have to like perpetuate it.
This is what I deal with every night, kids. Yes. All right. This woman, Leah, she's 40. It says, Head game strong.
1 second, Michelle will be right with
you. It says head game strong, hand game stronger, and love me some solid nipple play. And then there's this last one. This just made me laugh because she actually did put this. The name was removed, like it was scribbled out, but she's 31 years old, looking for a man that will come inside me so I can rub my goopy vagina across the kitchen floor and pretend I'm a slug.
Oh, boy.
That's sexy.
Oh, boy.
Leave a snail trail all over the house. Beautiful. So I believe we do have Miss Raquel on the phone. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I am doing great. I must tell you that I'm very, very excited to be doing this.
Well, fantastic. I'm glad to finally have your little ass on here.
Yes, yes.
Little Miss Giggle Puss. So this is Miss Raquel Roper, and I haven't had the pleasure of meeting her yet, but she was supposed to be coming on my other show. Something happened, but now we have her here. So why don't you give out your pertinence and stuff? What are the titties?
All right. Well, I am a fetish performer / adult model. Well, let's just say that it truly is a life to live. I've been doing this for about a year now, so that's all the all that good stuff.
Well, I have got some fun questions. First of all, why don't you give out your Twitter handle and if there's any other sites you want to hook them to?
Of course.
Pimp your shit, bitch.
Oh, yes, of course. Got to jump on it, right? My Twitter handle is going to be Raquel Roper XX. And to find some of my fetish work, you can visit playtimewithraquel.com.
So get yourself some playtime. Oh, and also photographers and anything. You are a model mayhem, correct?
Yes, I am. That's going to be Raquel Roper. It's just plain and simple.
Okay, and you also do clips for sale?
Yes, I do. My website is actually my clips for sale.
Well, very good. And Cox model?
Yes, I am. I am a proud Cox model. I'm actually at the Cox model house right now.
Well, see, there you go. You're all happy and cozy. I hope I'm not keeping you out too late.
Oh, no, of course. And I do have to say something because my boyfriend is actually a huge fan of yours. So he told me to say, kisses on your pink parts. And that is just for you.
Aw, thank you so much. That's awesome.
Yay. Yes, yes.
Very cute. Have I met him before?
I actually think he has told me that he has met you once, maybe in person. His name is Ian, but he's actually the one that reminded me about how we were supposed to get together because we were actually listening to your podcast in the car, and he was like, yes, I'm a huge fan of hers, and I was like, oh, well then. I guess, and then I started listening, and I was like, what? God damn it, Russell, why did you have to screw that up?
it's okay. He's just a little stoner dude.
Of course, but he's a character, and I love him, so.
Oh, I always have so much fun when I'm around him.
Yes, it's never a dull moment, that's for sure.
Yeah, the first time I met him, I was a little spaz. It was over at FetCon, and he either looked like he was just going to bed or to the pool or something. I don't know, it was at night.
Well, you know, at FetCon, we all look like walking zombies at some point in the weekend.
Oh, yeah. No, that's very true.
Yes, we do. We look like the living dead after the weekend for the most part.
Are you going to be going this year?
Yes, I will be at FetishCon this year. This is going to be my second FetishCon in a row, and I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. Very excited. There's going to be lots of lovely ladies, and always a good time when there's plenty of titties, so no one can complain.
I know. I wonder, though, are we allowed to show any nudity at this new venue, do you think?
I'm not sure, because, you know, they have, like, the... I don't know. That's actually a really good question, because I always wondered... I mean, the pool parties, obviously, those get... That's a little world of itself, but I'm not sure about the actual venue itself. I'm very excited about the new venue, just the location. I actually went there not too long ago to scope it out beforehand. It looks awesome.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it myself. I'm going to be running around talking to people, filming them, so maybe I can get some goods and some more dirty friends.
Oh, yes. There's so much variety. You will find that you'll meet people that are into things you wouldn't assume, and it's just a big, fun ball. I love it. My kind of people.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I always end up running into people that I know from down south. I'm from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah. No, I honestly, it's just crazy how many people from different places actually come. I meet people from Europe. It's just amazing how they all find their way.
Well, I had some questions for you, my dear. Ha ha ha. I want to say, how many films have you been in? Can you think of, or do you know?
As far as I primarily right now, I started out doing fetish. I'm on a lot of clips for sale stores. That's primarily the website that you can find my stuff on right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be taking more of a step into the adult side of things coming here in July. I'm actually going to be opening up my own adult website July 31st. And that's when I'm actually going to start reaching out into doing work for companies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I started off as a fetish lifestylist, and that's kind of what brought me to doing it for film. So from there is spurring more of a, but I've always watched porn, so that's where the main interest has come from. I was buying before I was modeling, so.
Gotcha. That's it's a gateway.
It's a gateway. It is a gateway drug.
God. We'll spank you for boots. No. That's just one of those. Do you have any favorite one? Has there ever been any favorite scene that you've done that you has just been?
Well, yes, because I like doing scenes that are about my own fetish. I have my own fetishes. I'm very much into chastity devices and pegging. Basically, I just really like to fuck guys up. That's my fetish.
You're a girl after my own heart.
Yes,
the moment you
exactly.
said the moment you said pegging, I got moist. I did.
Yes, I love that's my big one. So mainly my favorite scenes have been involving chastity devices, since it is my biggest fetish. There's something very empowering about being able to control someone's orgasms. And I always love a good, when I get to tickle torture people, those are always fun scenes too. So.
Oh, honey, we definitely have a lot more in common than I originally thought.
Oh, yes. See, the apple don't fall far from the kinky tree, you know?
I like the low-hanging fruit. I'm a dork, I know. So you never did tell me. What are your tits? What size are your boobs?
My boobs are a B36, and sometimes they're C's on a good day, you know? Sometimes they get up there. But yes, they fluctuate.
Hey, you know, it's like the rising of the tides. It goes with the moon.
Yes, exactly. You know, when I've just been, you know, when I've been not focusing on the summer look, putting on my winter coat, I'm about to see.
You're adorable.
Well, thank you.
All right, sweetie. Well, I'm going to let you go, but I'm so thankful that you called in. It was such a delight to talk to you, and I hope that I will be seeing you soon.
Of course. Thank you so much. I hope to see you around at FestCon.
Absolutely. Is there any last thing you want to throw out there and pimp yourself before you go?
Oh, just like I said, follow me on Twitter for all my updates, Raquel Roper XX, and playtimewithraquel.com. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, honey. You have a great night.
Bye, you too.
She's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's giggly. Yeah. I like the giggly ones.
Do you?
Well, I get giggly when I get nervous.
Sure you do.
Well, I get nervous, and especially if I'm nervous and if I'm
you
medicated.
Get giggly and spazzy.
I do. I'm a total spaz.
Yeah, you start flopping around, banging into shit. Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so hot.
Rawr. I'm a cougar.
Something.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck off.
Nice.
So a couple of things from the Bunny Ranch. I've been in contact with Sam. He's the PR guy over at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. And just a couple of things to touch on. I'm going to be having Dennis come on if we can figure out our scheduling.
To figure out how we can schedule him into.
Yeah, we're still working on that.
Yeah.
But because he is a very busy man. But Dennis has offered Caitlyn Jenner a job as a madam of one of his brothels.
I heard about that. Yeah, I know. She's probably not going to take it, but.
Well, of course not. Well, might be some promotional thing for Shits and Giggles, like to do it for a weekend or something, do an event.
Go out for a vacation, you know?
Yeah.
To a posh facility out there.
I still want to go. I want to check it out. I really do.
Yeah, someday.
I couldn't work there, though. I think I'd break my pussy.
I think you'd break your pussy just from visiting. What are you talking about working? You'd hurt yourself going there just for fun.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but knowing me, I would hurt myself in a stupid way. Like, I would end up, like, backing up into a doorknob or something and, like, ripping out something important.
Oh, no. You would have some aggressive humping going on at some point in time. and you'd look, my crotch is sore. I have a sore crotch.
So that's what you should see. Suck it up, cupcake.
Yeah, yeah. I've been doing that for a long time now.
Giddy up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Shut up. I'm getting old. Leave me the fuck alone.
The pussy just can't take what it used to be able to take. That's all.
They do have a shelf life, folks, out there. Girls, if you think.
Abuse it forever and expect it to be like
awesome.
Cool and not get irritated on you. I don't know. Why am I so sore? I don't know. We just. Railed you with some stuff, maybe that's why.
I feel like there's a hole rubbed into my clit.
That's because there is a hole rubbed into your clit.
Shut up. Gotta be such a dick about it.
Whatever.
It's my body.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not telling you not to do it.
Yeah, I know. It just feels so good at the time because sometimes that little bit of pain is just kind of what you need to get you through, just sure to get you pushed right over the edge. Just a little bit sometimes.
How many inflatables have you popped?
Two.
Oh.
Why must we keep count? Shut up.
We'll get one and we'll go, you know, this one's pretty sturdy. I think it's going to do good for you. It's going to last. 3 days later, no, I popped it. Sorry.
No, I can usually make it last a lot longer than 3 days.
Yeah, well, because you'll like rubber paste it together and fucking duct tape it. And
I did take hot glue.
You did.
To the wall. To the what?
Trying to hot glue your inflatable dildo.
I did.
And it was so cute. You would bring it out for like little surgery and then you'd run in the room to go play with it. Then you come out 5 minutes later disappointed. It doesn't really hold the same amount of air.
Dips. Yeah. Oh.
It's okay, but it just doesn't quite get as like it did.
Pump it all the way up, then all of a sudden you're God no. Damn it. The seam popped inside.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
I know.
It's very upsetting.
Can only imagine.
The other little juicy tidbit is.
We had a first one. There was a first one.
I guess we go so far off the things it really doesn't matter. Yeah. But back onto the Bunny Ranch. Josh Duggar, the little creepy pervert.
Oh, yeah.
Sister Diddler.
Yeah.
He's banned from all of his brothels.
Sure he is.
Yeah. Now, well, why would he go anyway? They're not kin.
Now, would it change anybody's mind if you found out that Duggar and his sisters, it was like a consensual diddle, and they just don't want to fess? Because I'm straight off just ready to hate him for being a dick. But then after seeing the girls kind of interviewed, I just got that vibe like maybe they were just as curious as he was and just don't want to fucking say nothing. Because they were older. Two of them were older than him.
One was a babysitter.
I mean, so I don't know, you know, just hearing their interview. But then again,
yeah, if all three of them were older than he was.
Well, I mean, really either way, and if a brother and sister are banging and they're of age, who are we to tell them not to bang? I'm just saying, it's not my gig.
Yeah, I You're right.
My gig,
it's,
but
it's not mine either. I'm not down with the incest thing at all.
Well, because you got that whole brainwashing thing. Like somebody could get brainwashed over years, like into thinking it's cool or whatever. You know what I mean? Mm. Yeah. So anyway. Back to what you were talking. You're the one who brought it up. Don't look at me.
Well,
I'm just pushing buttons over here.
Let's get ready to go to a break.
We're ready.
Yeah, so let's put on something happy, and then we come back. It'll all be happy, happy joy time.
All righty.
All right, so why don't you stick around for some more Kinky Katie's World, RazRadioLive.com.
Tasty and refreshing snack.
You know, they also add that rape is an epidemic in the country. 25% of the men in 2009 saying that they've either committed rape, and half of those have said they've done it more than once. But it's been, like, male victims that's not as reported as much, even though it happens a lot more, because they say when they do, they get ridiculed by the cops and just, like, made fun of completely.
Yeah, but they don't want to come out and say another dude fucked him up the ass.
But they say at least 3 reports a year of women kidnapping and sexually assaulting men.
That was like Spartacus.
Oh.
Yeah, there.
Yeah.
There at the end where the one dude fucked the other dude, said, fuck you. What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to say so? You ain't going to say something. You know why? Because I am fucking you. That's why. And I have witnesses of me sticking my little tiny pecker up your taut little ass.
Dirty butt.
Exactly.
Ew. That was a really hot series, though, when it was on Showtime.
It was. It was good.
It was that uncensored nudity and dongs. I still can't get over that one guy's dong. It was a kind of pudgy, bald, white guy. His dick was like a fucking donkey. It had to be a prosthetic, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't a prosthetic, no. God, and they showed it a few. They made sure they showed that thing a few times.
Wouldn't
too,
you? If you had a flaccid cock that big,
I guess. But I don't think the actor like has a decision as to like what scenes get shot. I mean, I wonder if he was cast based on his cock or they just found out. Yeah, I wonder if they actually just found out he had a big giant cock and went, hey, I got a really good idea. We're gonna show your giant fucking donkey cock off about 10 times.
We need some junk close-ups, and you got the best one, so let's lay it out there.
It's the white man Illuminati saying, look, it's a white guy with a giant cock. Let's put him on screen as much as we can.
No, man, I'm just albino. Well, then I take out the figures.
Yeah, no.
Got vitiligo.
Dude had some kind of...
Something.
Something. My some alien came down and grew that thing out of his fucking groin.
It kind of makes my puss twinge. I don't think I could take it.
I don't know.
That's like ridiculous.
Yeah, you say that.
I know. All right, well, definitely not in the ass.
Okay.
Can we agree on that?
Sure, that wouldn't happen.
And now, on with the show.
Make the crowd jump when I turn up the fader. I got nothing but love for the hater. But try to shut us down and you get the, get the, get the, get the check. 1, 2, that jump like a razor. Make the crowd jump when I turn up the fader. I got nothing but love for the hater. But try to shut us down and you get the dog fader.
And welcome back to Kinky Katie's World, RazRadioLive.com, number 76. What? We had Miss Raquel Roper on earlier in the show in the first half. If you missed it, you're going to catch it on YouTube coming up later on this week. Yeah.
It works better when I turn my mic on there.
Again.
What?
You just don't like to hear yourself.
Well, I hear myself, but nobody else hears me. Am I on now? Is it working?
We all hear you.
Unfortunately.
Stop it. Do you remember that show, The Girl Next Door? The Girls Next Door that was Hugh Hefner and his three little bunnies?
Oh, yeah.
Holly
Madsen, yeah.
Bridget, and Kendra?
Yeah, the what's his nuts his hose.
Yeah, Holly's coming out with her with a book about it. Well, she was the only one, surprisingly, that never got asked to sign a non-disclosure.
Did she, like, get somebody to help her with the spelling?
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know if she's stupid.
I don't know if she is either, but none of them seemed, like, super sharp. I mean, then again, I'm just seeing what they show me. So maybe they are. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're fucking brilliant.
Well, I don't know. Well,
so anyway, back to the book there. Don't get discouraged.
I'm not. But her book is called it's called Down the Rabbit Hole.
Yeah.
Curious Adventures and Cautionary Tale of a Former Playboy Bunny.
Yeah.
She met Heffin when she was 21. Oh. And I just think the Quaalude thing is funny. I've heard everybody talk about it, but I just think it's hysterical. The first time that she met him, he offered her a Quaalude.
That's just a good host. Really?
And
you come to a party, you want a lewd? Sure. Why doesn't anybody offer me lewds? Do I need big boobs? What's going on?
They don't offer me lewds either.
Well, I didn't think they existed anymore.
They offer me other shit.
That dude must have been squirreling lewds like throughout the 60s and 70s to like get him through the zombie winter here.
He has his own pharmacist that can make them for him.
He's a prepper.
He's a pusher.
I'm serious. I didn't know that they even existed, honestly.
Well, he said that they call them thigh openers.
Yeah.
So I've never had
Cosby over next week, man. That's what he calls them.
Well, maybe that's who he got them from. They just have bags and bags and bags of nudes. Like Mentos.
I just always think of the fucking Cheech and Chong movie with the one actor. You got any nudes, man? God, he leads.
God. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but, you know, so you're at the Playboy Mansion. Somebody offered you some drugs. Well, what's the big fucking deal? I don't get it.
Well, he said that, and she wasn't sure if she was going to go through the relationship, but she ended up moving in anyway.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, there were 7 other girls living there.
7.
Yeah. And he would pit the girls against each other.
Well, you see, here again, of course you would, because you have to entertain yourself when you're like,
Benny Hill.
What the fuck is the point of having a bunch of bimbos running around your mansion in Hollywood having stars come over if you can't like play mind games with them and shit? Like that wasn't something that
I'm gonna play with the rabbits.
Saying, man, why are you gonna be a downer? That was your whole purpose in life, was to get fucked with there. You know what I mean?
Well, what is your... Sorry, I'm like spazzing over here again. It's just what I do.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the book.
What's up with
the
lewds.
Book? You haven't had any lewds. I still want to know what the fuck a lewd is.
I don't know
either.
Hey, 941-421-0401. Buzzy, if you're listening, you might know what lewds are.
Why would Buzzy know what a lewd... Oh, because he's older. Is that what
he's
you're saying?
He's an older guy. He was around in the 70s where he said that this... Like, the word... That's when they called them thigh openers. So, I don't know. I just thought he might know.
So, you want to ask Buzzy what a... okay. Question your...
Ledge,
I question...
Ledge, if you're listening, you probably know what a lewd is. You probably know it from Buzzy.
You were around back then, buddy.
If I got questions about moonshine, we'll talk to Buzzy. If I got questions about lewds, I'll probably ask any mother you motherfuckers out there. You guys probably know. Dave!
Easy with that motherfucker word.
You're mouthy.
Take it easy. Easy there. Don't have Dave on.
Oh, no. What worse could it do now? I lost the damn show.
You're right.
But still, no. No.
What are you talking about?
Just not.
I always go for bananas when I say baby.
Blananers.
Blananers. It's a lot better that way. Blananers. Trust me.
Oh, I've been in contact with Digital Playground.
Yeah. They have an email?
They actually they came to me through.
I was just laughing at you. Go ahead.
For what?
Because I laugh a lot. You've been with me a long time. I just laugh. How many times have we been banging somebody and I'll start laughing and they look at me like something's wrong? And we both look at him like, no, he just laughs when he's having fun.
You'll get used to that creepy laughter. that psychotic giggle. Yeah. Especially when it's that really awkward moments.
I know. That's the best time to do it. Anyway.
Well, yeah. And that's when people all look at me like, is he going to fucking kill me? I'm like, no, it's all right.
He might.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you feed him alcohol? You did?
Stupid. Why? Run! You didn't read the label, did you?
I tattooed it on his back.
Should have looked first. Don't just start using the toy without reading the warning labels. What are you doing?
Great. You're going to break your toy. Toy. You're just going to overwind it and then give it to me to fix it.
So what did I stop you from talking about there? We were about to get into some really juicy content there. Something.
I don't even know anymore. I don't remember. Another thing. They're going to be filming a porn in space.
I know.
So Digital Playground, yes.
Everybody wants to fucking... That was it.
Yes.
Digital Playground. There you
go. Digital Playground.
Full circle.
Yeah. So I'd seen the article, and the actress that's going to play in it, her name is Eva Lovia. Yeah, Eva Lovia.
All right.
So I tweeted out that I got to get her on as an interview. Well, Digital Playground came back to me. It's like, yeah, let's make this happen. So
I'm going to schedule more scheduling.
Yes. No. So pretty coming up within the next month, I would say within the next maybe week or two, we're going to have Eva Lovia. Eva Lova, love ya.
I think most men really would want to know if you were in space and you shot a load like toward the sun, how long it would take to get there, or just shoot your load out into space and let it go for millennia. I mean, it would go, it just keeps going until it runs into something.
Now imagine if you valved it off for a while so you had some pressure built up. And you really shot that with some high velocity.
And I really want to know, if I was completely still in space, could I actually propel myself with blowing loads? Like it would propel me a little. And like, is this a new way of propulsion we really haven't tapped into yet? Just launching bitches up into space and have them blast loads, and then, you know what I mean? It's renewable. Just got to feed a man.
Okay. All right. Sure.
Well, anyway.
You just completely put in my head like an upside down snork.
Or if you were on the other end of that, if by me hitting you, I could blast you into space with my load.
Like a load to the face and just,
it would keep on going. It has momentum and inertia. It would move you. It would slightly move you. If I shot you with a load, you would slightly move. It's fucking physics. It would happen.
Fucking physics.
I'm telling you.
Well, we need to have DeGrasse.
Yeah. Who?
The black guy.
Oh, I don't know his name. I was thinking about Bill Nye the Science Guy, really.
Oh, gosh, no, we can't do that. Because every time...
He'd answer it.
I know, but every time I see his face or hear his name, I just think of when he's like... Horny. Just makes me horny.
That's what I'm saying.
He's
probably had that thought before and looked into it.
He probably has. Well, he probably went into a zero-G containment unit over at NASA or whatever, and he's probably done it and just been like,
you know,
I bet he kept a bow tie on.
I want to know what the results are, really.
All right, so I'll reach out to Bill Nye the Science Guy.
You don't even have to like do the experiment, dude. They could figure it out with math. So these people.
Oh, where's the fun in that?
Well,
you need to do the experiment.
Yeah, but
I'll do it.
The first people are going, and we don't even have confirmed that they would be the first people to fuck in space. Really, I mean, because you'd have to have all the countries get together and go, okay, Sergey and Bob, do we count them blowing each other? Does that count? That counts as two people having sex.
Well, no, this is going to be having sex on film.
No. Well,
see.
I mean, do we know if anybody's had sex in space?
Yes, I'm sure they have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just guessing?
Yes, I am. Just
right,
guessing.
Go with it.
They're up there enough. Why not?
It's a fact. It's out there.
It's out.
It's out there.
Yeah.
Look at Sean Raz.
Shuttle sex.
It's out there, buddy.
Look it up. Yep. What do you think chemtrails really are?
I don't know.
It's pussy juice.
Yeah.
Streaming through the skies.
Is that it?
Gets on all your vegetables.
Except Bill Nye keeps launching his fucking
Stop it!
Shit into orbit. He's using those balloons.
Oh, those are his condoms.
Something.
He's gigantic.
He is.
He was on Game of Thrones, did you know?
You wouldn't. what? Bill Nye, really?
Sure.
Cool.
He's
you know,
stunt cock.
We have him up for the next president of the Claw League. He is up for president, Bill Nye.
Really?
Yeah. He'd be the best fucking president in the world.
Fantastic.
Because he understands the whole physics of the Claw game. He gets it.
Well, he can actually, I mean, he was the officiator.
That's why he's real good
at it. Several years back.
Yeah.
You know, I got to dig out some of your trophies.
Why?
Because.
I throw everything away. Mm-hmm. Good luck finding them. Wait, aren't we talking about fucking in space? Can we get back
to
space fuck?
Doesn't matter.
Who's launching them up? The Russians? Well, they have to be because we can't launch anything anymore.
No, well, here's what they're doing. They're raising money on a crowdfunding.
Oh.
What they're looking for is $3.4 million.
Yeah.
Well, they've already got quite a bit so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. It's over like 25 grand. Well, okay.
They're almost there.
Well, no, I didn't say that. I just said they quite a bit. I mean, in a very few, like a very short amount of time. I know it's a spit in the ocean compared to 3.4 million, but sure. At least.
I'm not. Well, they
shut up. I don't care.
You know,
I don't care anymore.
They could probably go for a hot air balloon ride in upstate New York or something and pretend. Maybe they'll go at night and we'll just pretend it's at night. They can dangle below like on some bungee cords or something and we can just pretend.
Just bang them into
yeah,
each other.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Doink.
Yeah, there you go.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. My God.
So we're not. I mean, I was really hopeful we were going to get to see some space ass.
Maybe.
Because I want to see jizz shoot across the galaxy.
All right, so
it's got to.
We have to now. We have to find out. So we have to get a hold of Bill Nye.
I'm like the science guy. One generation too early. I needed to be like another generation or two down the way. That way, I could watch my jizz fly across the galaxy, in the universe. I don't think there's a very good chance of me seeing my jizz shoot across the universe, and I don't like that.
It's SC's comet.
Well,
it only happens every once every 35 years.
I can just see like an alien spaceship flying through the fucking galaxy, like on the windshield. You know, was that a pug? No, it wasn't. That was more jizz. That dude shoot more jizz our direction again. We got to go visit that fucker. Tell him to stop doing that shit.
Quit puttering around.
It's worse than love bugs. Really?
Oh, seagull shit.
Can't go anywhere in the Milky Way without running into some of his Milky Way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Watch out, ladies. He's potent.
Something.
Well, then you could have complete alternate universes of you.
Yeah, there'd just be a lot of me in the DNA of me flying around the galaxy. It'd be awesome.
And then all they have is with each other, and they'd be inbred, so that would be even
whatever. When you start with quality, you can make quality on top of quality, and you know what? You're gonna get the same fucking quality.
Wow. Whatever you have over there, I want some.
No, you're not sharing.
Magic Mike already has a porn parody out.
You're gonna come out with a book if I ask you to share with me, and then you're gonna bash me later like they did Hef. Don't look at me. I didn't do it. That's what's her name? What's her name?
Holly.
Holly Rat. Oh. Rat ratting out Hef. He offered me drugs.
Here's the thing, though. I think
he's really weird sexually, too.
I think she's really pissed off because she really thought that he was going to marry her. He even said he was going to marry her. Sure. And then he got a newer model.
Hey, baby. I'll marry you. Sure. What? Yeah, back to the level of intelligence on her again.
Whatever.
I'm just guessing. Just a shot in the dark.
Well, anyway, getting back to what I was talking about, Magic Mike has got a porn parody out now that's got lots and lots of dancing, which is, of course, but then you also get the hot fucking, too.
Ain't nothing can tater like the tater, man.
Oh, get that tater shake.
Yeah, man. You get double tater down pancake tater.
But now I can't look at him either without seeing him in the gimp outfit. So this is the end.
I know.
He's humping McBride's fucking leg.
It's just the best role ever.
I love you.
It's Tater being Tater right there.
Oh.
He can channel that role, man.
You're so cute. Just shut up. just keep your mouth closed. Just shh. You just be pretty.
Yeah, it seems like he's got a good sense of humor, though. I gotta give him that.
Well, he's young, too. Yeah. You got to.
Do you really? Do young people have good senses of humor?
Not anymore.
What are you trying to say?
Not anymore.
It's too much work to have a sense of humor.
I'm old now. I can be crotchety.
Yeah.
Rawr. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of strippers that got in a lot of fucking trouble in Florida.
Yeah?
Yeah, no. they weren't really... Well, 10 women in Seminole County, they were arrested over the weekend.
You said Seminole.
Okay, I don't get that, but that's all right. It was an undercover operation to determine whether the dancers at Rachel's were following the local dance ordinance. So these bitches got in trouble for being too handsy.
Like, Rachel's? Haven't we been to a Rachel's somewhere? Are there one of those in every city?
Not every city, but there's...
Like, we've been to a few different Rachel's, haven't we?
There's one in Orlando-ish area.
Maybe that was it. Yeah, Orlando. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I don't know. It's okay. It's all right.
We were talking about some ordinance. An ordinance.
Yeah, you're not allowed to touch any. You're not allowed to touch anyone when you dance.
Wow.
Well, they were
just guideline. Really.
Yeah, it says according to. Oh, it's Orlando.
It is.
Yeah,
Rachel's.
It is the one.
See.
It says according to the Orlando Sentinel, the adult entertainers all violated the county's straddle dance law.
Yeah, well, they give good friction dances at Rachel's. That's why. That's the only reason why you go to a fully clothed fucking strip club that nobody gets naked in.
Well, this says it outlaws lap dances.
Boo.
And it says that they're difficult to perform without touching the person unless you have some sort of fucking levitating bitch.
Yeah, whatever. Or her tongue can touch me without touching me. That'd be cool, too.
Oh, check this fucking shit out, too. One woman is facing solicitation of alcohol charge for asking a deputy to buy her and another lady drinks.
She's facing more than that.
She's
facing it all the time.
Not all the time. Sometimes if she's facing away from it.
That too.
Just getting it up the ass.
You got it. It's the way she likes it. That's what I heard.
But I mean, I think that's fucking horse shit. Because strippers come up all the time. Hey, buy me a drink.
Yeah, they do that. But apparently in Orlando, they're not allowed to do that.
Jesus.
And most of it's violating liquor. It's all liquor law stuff.
Oh.
You don't have liquor? Go crazy? Is that at most places?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, said one woman's facing solicitation charge after telling a deputy she would party with him for $350 an hour.
What's his name, Buck?
He likes to party.
It's like my favorite dub.
I know, me too.
The worst. Anyway.
It's so awful. She's then this one ex-stripper. Well, actually, no, she's still a stripper, but her Twitter handle.
You don't leave that behind. You carry that forever.
Her Twitter handle is Stripper Tweets.
Cool.
Yeah.
Stripper Tweets.
She said these type of local laws greatly hobble a stripper's ability to make money. A no contact dance is a table dance, not a lap dance. In the biz, we call these air dances. It's definitely possible to give a customer a private dance without contact or minimal contact, though the ability to sell multiple dances and make more money is hampered by the private dance that's going on stage.
I doubt their ability to get me to have one dance if there's no friction involved.
Well, that's because we're used to all the strip clubs down south where it's 100% nudity,
and
complete full friction,
you.
And full liquor.
Fucking A. It's America, the way it should be. I don't know why in places it's not, and I feel bad. And we live in a place now that it's, like, spotty. I mean, I don't know.
Well, not over at Baby Bumpers. They're never spotty.
For all five people who live in the town that they're in, yeah.
It's a destination.
Sure, it's a vacation destination. It's
of course
a destination.
It is. Sure.
Strip club.
Bachelor party?
Yeah, let's fly to Montana.
Oregon.
Whatever.
Who cares?
Same thing.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Neither do I.
Oh, they have Matt McMullen. He created those Real Dolls sex toys.
Yeah.
You know, the really realistic ones.
Okay.
Well, he's in the
process. That's not a Japanese guy didn't come up with that?
No.
Really? What? That's American technology?
Yep.
America.
Where you can put a hot dog and tater chips on your burger.
Just saying.
Ew.
Good so what about this
God.
Kid? McMullen? McMannon?
Well, he's developing a sex doll to be capable of blinking, opening its mouth, and having a conversation with you.
Why?
See, that's what you just need, another woman telling you what to do.
I was about to say, he's taking all the sexy right out of his fucking sex doll.
Not your sex Dippy. Toys. You're like, no, that's not right. Like, ow, ow, you're on my hair.
I already have one of those at home, man. I'm not going to pay you 10 grand to have another one. Talking about, I want one that doesn't talk.
I don't do anal. Ow! I don't swallow. Ew. It says because apparently nobody learned anything from watching Ex Machina. Yeah, that movie.
The movie that I wanted to see.
Yeah, we could have seen it.
I don't know.
Well, he's teamed up with Hanson Robotics to start work on an artificial intelligence project, which he's dubbed Realbotics.
Now he's trying to make them smart, too.
Yep.
What the fuck is this guy's problem?
Yeah, well, so they can all be empowered women. I'm a feminist.
Saying. Next thing you know, they'll be wanting to vote.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All hell breaks loose. They'll be wearing pantsuits, too.
Just saying.
Jesus.
The male fuck dolls, maybe. Maybe a fuck me silly doll.
No, with my luck, my male fuck me doll would be gay. And a gay man trapped in a straight man's body.
What are you talking about? You would love a gay male sex doll.
I know.
Yeah. you could rail him 10 ways from Sunday.
I know.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I bet he'd give a great blowjob, too.
You could pretend he was disabled and not do anything for him.
Oh.
You already did that once. I thought it was like your thing.
You are so fucking cruel.
Oh, baby.
You're so mean.
Why am I mean? I'm not the one who didn't let the guy eat me. I would have let him eat me.
Oh, my God.
Matter of fact, if you're still around, you can blow me if you want. That'll make you happy.
You're terrible.
Why am I terrible?
You're terrible.
What? Fulfilling the dreams of people? Oh, somebody?
Stop it.
Why?
I'm going on with this.
Okay.
So you might think, like, what is she thinking? What does she think about? You know, you can create a reality or an illusion with what's going on. It's more impressive than the payoff. It says, wow, she can gyrate her hips by herself. So the prototype they're currently working on is called Harmony. What they have right now, it's just a head that you can strap on to an already existing real doll body. The head alone is going to sell for $10,000. And it's available for purchase within the next 2 years. The full body, however, is going to be expected to sell $30,000 to $60,000.
Yeah.
So right now, it's just this weird head that you can interchange, or you can just have it as a head, and it'll talk to you, and it'll blink, and it'll talk dirty to you.
Well, if I had just the head, that would be cool. Then I wouldn't mind. But if it was attached to the whole body, I wouldn't like it.
Why?
Well, because you had a perfectly good functioning sex doll that was perfect. Didn't talk back. Didn't tell you anything. What?
Didn't have preferences.
You're just making it artificially intelligent. Like, it's going to bitch at me when I don't clean it now. I'm filthy, honey. Please rinse me out.
I feel gooey and crunchy.
I'm sticky from last month.
I smell like that My Little Pony that was stuck in the jar.
Oh, I feel like the crease of your waterbed.
Ew. Oh, ew.
Yeah.
That's pretty gross.
If you don't know what a waterbed is, look it up. Not a soft-sided one.
Oh, my gosh. Soft-sided. The other one.
The hard-sided.
Oh, take this, it was this waterbed mattress, and we'd fill it up with air.
Yeah.
It was really fun. And then one person would lay on it, and then we'd have all the kids in the air to run and, like, jump on one side and fucking catapult you across the lawn. A lot of people do it in water, which is really smart, but we didn't have water around that we felt safe enough to do that in.
No. So. It's a lot safer in the yard than any water you may have found. You were right. You guys were awesome. Smart.
Whatever, we came down and hit that grass hard.
But I can imagine. Like, Katie's not allowed to launch anybody anymore.
Fuck off. I was a little tank. I was Butterball.
Yeah. Don't tell me you didn't launch some kids three yards over.
Oh, yeah, because there was always more than one person that ran to launch the little sucker.
Yeah.
I was, compared to my brother, I was the second biggest kid in the fucking neighborhood.
Yeah.
I was tall and ginormous.
Good for launching.
Yeah, that's true. These are gross signs your relationship has reached the peak of comfort level.
Oh, boy.
Yay.
Have we peaked?
Oh, we've so peaked.
We've so peaked.
We peaked a long time ago.
Yeah.
We did. Okay. So you guys out there, if you kind of think about this, if this is what you do, yeah, you know, you guys have, like, hit that gross level, which it's like marriage. But there's no demanding need to shave.
Yeah.
And that goes for you too, guys.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just trying to say you don't have to shave.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't care if you're prickly, you're stubbly. You fart in front of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Sure it does.
More so on his side. Yeah.
Sure. Sure, more so on my side. Right, if that's what you want to believe.
Dutch oven. Okay. The worst is, and you, all right, guys, well, actually, girls, do this back to your guys. You can get revenge. If you have a pillow.
I call it the Irish Strangler. That's what I call it.
I thought that was your cock.
No, that's what you're about to describe.
You fart into a pillow, like you just sit on a pillow and just fart into it, let it get all the gassy in there, and then you immediately put it on the person's face and hold it down like you're trying to smother them. They have no choice but to breathe it in. It's god fucking awful, and he's done it to me like 4 times.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
You have some of the most toxic ass fumes.
I hear you.
It's terrible.
Yep.
Of course, you call it my youth serum.
It is. It's keeping you young. You out. You look good for your age.
Yeah.
You're doing good. Yeah. I think it makes your boobs bigger, too.
You're such an asshole.
It does. See, look at them. They look perky and nice. What would they look like if I didn't do that for you?
Gee, I don't know. I'd probably have to Take them out of my waistband.
Everybody can thank me later.
Yes, make sure you all thank SC for farting on me and keeping me young.
You can write a cardboard sign, stand on the corner.
You know, why don't we just tattoo like the opening of a well around your asshole? So it's like the fountain of youth.
You know what?
It's kind of like Juan Ponce de Leon.
That's not a bad idea.
We're in
that
Florida.
Really isn't a bad idea at all.
Go ahead.
Really isn't. That way I wouldn't have to like ever bleach. You know what I mean? I could just go like a dark tattoo.
Yeah, wood grained already.
Yeah, exactly. You could use the terrain. Yeah.
Man. God. Poop is disgusting capacity.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really hate it though when I'm trying to take a shit when you come into the bathroom and want to talk to me.
I know.
I really fucking hate it.
I know.
The worst is when you sat on the tub and your knees were touching mine.
I know. I could see the disgust in your face. It was awesome.
It's like, can you please just give me a couple minutes? Just a couple minutes by myself. That's all I want to know.
Well, I really didn't want to be in there, but the fact that you were squirming around so uncomfortably really made me want to be in there. So you really only have yourself to blame.
And then you shut the door, and then you walk away. But then 5 seconds later, I look up. There's a crack in the door, and your eyes peeking through it.
Yeah.
Fucking, oh, I hate that. Trick.
I know.
It drives me insane.
Well, you got to take your shots when you can get them. What are you going to do?
Period talk. Non-judgmental kind.
Well, yeah, we do that a lot.
Yeah, we do. My God, you pee with the door wide open.
Yeah.
I've held your dick before.
You like doing that.
I do sometimes because I want to aim it.
You're a horrible aim.
I am. I have bad practice at aiming while peeing.
Really? You mean I generally piss all over myself when you're working the hose?
Well, you don't seem to mind it when you're coming. There you
go. Well, because generally it's just pointed in your direction and I could care a little bit. It's going to land somewhere cool anyway.
Yeah. And besides, who's cleaning the bathroom? I am. So what the fuck do you care where your pee goes? You obviously don't most of the time anyway.
You know, I just don't want to overwork my wife. I care about my wife and I'd just rather not make a mess for her to clean up because that's horrible.
You're so considerate.
I try to be like once a month.
You let him pee in the shower when you shower together. You've peed. What do you mean you let him? You've peed on me.
How are you going to stop the other person from peeing is what you have to ask yourself, really.
I probably peed on your foot.
By actually walking into the shower, I think you have just given consent for the other person to pee on you. Look, I think in a court of law, that would hold up easily.
Oh, no.
Easily. Don't pretend it wouldn't either. Because you know, you stepped in there. If somebody's got to go, they're not getting out. So where's it going?
All right, now, what would not be cool is if she was in the shower, like if I was in the shower and you walked in and just pulled open the shower curtain, peed on me, and then shut the shower curtain. Like, didn't even step inside the
tub. Why did you just say that? Because you totally gave me an idea now.
Why?
Well, I don't know why, but now that sounds doable.
See, this is when the new video comes out and you just see like, dun, 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 dun.
No, because just by the fact that I mentioned that, you're going to be peeped out every time you take a shower. I don't have to do a thing, but you're going to be peeped out about it. And it's funny.
Thank you so much. I really do. Morning breath doesn't gross you out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
New hobby involves popping spots and pimples. That's not a new hobby.
No, it's not new.
It's just new that you don't let me do it anymore.
Well, because, you know, I just really, things that hurt me, I really kind of try not to do. You know?
I can't help it. I'm a popper. Okay. I love to pop zits. I can't talk to someone if they have like a visible, huge, like whitehead. It distracts me. I hear nothing that they say. And I really, even if it's a total stranger, I just want to just be like, let me just fucking take care of that. And then, okay, fine. Now you can talk.
There you go. Go about your business now, mister.
Just, it drives me insane. I really need to be, I think I should be an esthetician.
You should be, but then there's going to be a lot of pimples you really don't want to fuck with that you have to fuck with. You're going to look at it and go, no, I don't want to fuck with that one, but that's your gig. So,
why?
Well, maybe you get tired of it. You get tired of popping shit.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you get hit by one too many in the eye or something.
Oh.
I know. It's all fun and games when it comes out of my body. Wait till it comes out of somebody's that you just particularly don't want it to. You know what I mean?
I would have one of those like little visors on.
Yeah.
Like a dentist visor.
We could we could send you to Dubai and you could be like an esthetician in Dubai.
Okay.
Yeah, right in the Middle East.
Sure.
Yeah. You have a lot of Twitter followers over there.
I do.
Yeah. They love you.
I really do. Weight gain isn't a big deal.
No.
No, it's not at all. And despite all of this, you still find your partner sexy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, of course I do. What are you talking about? Hey, don't take that sure as an unsure sure. That was a sure. That wasn't meant to be not sure.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Just checking.
All right.
Oh, my God. The rest of these I just don't really care about.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
I really don't. And we're good. We're like on time anyway.
Yeah, you're right on time. Right on schedule.
So I want to say I've had fun tonight.
Sure, I did too.
I hope y'all are enjoying the squirreled up intermissions because I've been getting a lot of good feedback from them thus far. So
maybe we'll keep doing them.
Yeah. So if you guys like them, let me know if you like them. So Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, FetLife, Kinky Katie Radio, kinkykatieradio.com. Also go to spunklube.com. What else? I don't know. All right, fuck it. I'm just going to leave it at that. If
I know where you're not going to be.
What?
I know where you're not going to be.
Where am I not? Oh. Enough.
Quit pissing people off.
I can't help it. It's in my fucking nature, I guess. Jeez. I don't know. I don't know. I try don't to be a good it. Person.
We won't throw you out of this one.
I should hope not. All right. Anyway, Google me. Love you. Kiss on your fanbags. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.